WrestleMania night one, and I have Dan with me. We're going to break it all down to you think we're going to win and why next.
Well, I'm back. I don't actually think I've done one of these since the Royal Rumble with that guy over there. So bear with me, but I have gotten better at the other ones that Dan doesn't have the time to listen to because, you know, he has his own shows and children and businesses and a wife. And he's a Philadelphia sports fan, which means he's very busy.
I am very busy.
Very busy. Check his Facebook feed. He's very, very busy.
I want to talk about opening day yesterday, though.
Hey, but I loved being at Old Chicago and looking up and they're like, Aaron Judge on path to have 162 home runs this year. I'm like, like, yeah, what? It's been this many games, everyone. What? Let's not go and say he's going to on pace. Well, I mean, that shit. That means everyone that hits a home run on opening day is on pace.
I mean,
for
Alec Baum. Alec Baum with 13 home runs last year is on pace for 162.
That was the dumbest thing. I was like,
it was pretty cool though. I watched that live. That's the best part about opening week of baseball is I get the extra innings package for free for the first week, so I can watch like every game.
That has to be awesome. Fantastic. I don't have the time.
And then it goes away, and I'm back to stuck watching. Well, I love watching the Phillies, but the only other two games they play is the Nationals and the Orioles, and I don't want to watch them.
And I appreciate that. I don't want to watch them either, but I don't sound very excited, but I'm excited. You know, I mean, granted, baseball, my teams keep letting me down, so there's not much excitement there. Football, let's not get into my teams. Please, let's not get into that. That was just a shit sandwich all year. NASCAR's but we do have WrestleMania, which at least they've set up matches that shouldn't absolutely suck. There's some stuff that, you know, makes me feel a little as to why are they doing that instead of, you know, something else. But there's a lot of good, there's a lot of bangers on here. And obviously night one, we all know what they're starting with. And I think that, you know, that match is going to absolutely kill it. Honestly, Theory and Cena, I mean, Cena can put together, I mean, you know that this has been in the works since they were talking about it last year. So, you know, they have to, at this point, have something extremely special planned.
Exactly, and it's pretty interesting. I don't really know who's going to win yet. I kind of think they could go either way. I mean, for Austin Theory, this would be a huge win, you know, to elevate him up more, especially if he could find a way to win clean, because that's something that he doesn't do very often. So that would be big for his status, but I think if he lost, it wouldn't be a big deal. And I think like that would be the segment way. I mean, everyone's probably heard, you know, that Cena wins, does open challenge, and you know, like a bronze,
breaker,
you know, like a Bronson Reed goes there, or a breaker debuts at the
Champa
Monday
comes
after.
Back. Champa comes back out of nowhere and takes it. I mean, there's a lot of so he can still beat him, which would then help put someone over the next night or whenever they do it.
And it would make more sense. Like you wouldn't, like if you're going to put Bron Breakker up, for example, you wouldn't want him to directly beat Theory. It would be better for him to beat Cena.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. It's very interesting that they are making that the very first match and they pre-announced that that's going to be the first match. I mean, I don't know if that's Cena has to catch a flight and go somewhere. That's possible. Or we could see him maybe do an open challenge for night two.
That would be really cool.
That's a possibility. Maybe get LA Knight could be involved. That'd be really cool. I'd like to see them go back and forth and stuff. Even though I'm hearing some rumors of maybe a segment of LA Knight and Stone Cold getting together to do a little verbal confrontation. I'd be down for 30 seconds of what? Yeah. What? Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. And sadly, they could kill like a couple minutes of that and we'd all be sitting there. At least most of us would be sitting there having a good time just because. So I'd be down with that. Awesome. If you're not down with that, I have two words for you. Fuck you. There you go. What?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. We're even more than PG-13 on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Half the time, at least. I'm sure we're going to talk. Yes, by the end of this, I'm going to break the fourth wall. I forgot. I try to forget that match is even happening, the one that I'm probably going to throw out some F-bombs because I get it, but I don't get it. But, yeah, there's been a lot of stuff going on about all of it. And again, I that's the one that I haven't actually been able to solidly, you know, that I've thought about that matters. You know, no offense to the showcase matches. They're going to be good, but I haven't put any thought into, you know, anything when it comes to that. But this one I just haven't been able to, because, you know, theory getting it over Cena would be, you know, that thing. But Cena also beating him could lead to, you know, again, the open challenge thing coming back. Theory can keep, you know, building up his thing, and then they can introduce a bunch of new guys like Cena did for a couple weeks, finally have him lose it. See you later, bye. In comes Theory again. You know, and they could do a lot of that. I haven't been able to pick one on this. A lot of these we're going with, but that one, I mean, got nothing.
The ultimate thing is it'd be a good match, and they'll tell a good story during the match, because, I mean, Cena's that guy, man, and he could, you know, not wrestle for a year, and he'll go right back out there, and it's like he never left. So, I mean, he'll be able to do his thing, and Austin Theory is so talented, just needs to continue to develop that character. And I actually think I like him a lot more now that he's got the stupid selfies and that kind of stuff. And, you know, he's not Vince McMahon's chosen one anymore. Hey. I actually like him and appreciate him a little better.
But, I mean, Roman said it best. Daddy's not here anymore.
Do you really? Exactly. I would like him win some matches, though, without interference. That'd be great. And, I mean, he won Elimination Chamber basically because Logan Paul took out Seth Rollins.
And might I say, there was a million spots they could have done that instead of ending it that way, and no one would have been as mad as they were.
Yeah.
Like, you could have had someone have an issue. Suddenly, boom, here's Logan, stand there, still does the same thing, sets it up, and we're not sitting there going, you waited until now.
Yeah.
So we have this anticlimactic, just, we're all going, because the match was great, Tez was killing, like, it was fantastic, and then you're
Exactly. I would have much rather that come down to, you know, yeah, just not that way, but,
there's a lot of choices besides that, but yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. I think it'll be. And like I said, I did one way back when with the failed cash, and I said that's the best thing they could do for him. Why? Because I think they're going to get rid of all this hokey, stupid shit with the selfies and all that, and let him do what we all know he could actually do before he got to the company. And now they took the training wheels off when Daddy left, even though Daddy's now officially back. We all know he would be, but. And I don't trust Bruce saying he's been to one show. He didn't say anything. He just, you know, thanked us for a good show and left. Yeah, I'm sure he did. I have a hard time believing after all those years, Vince showed up to one Raw and just sat there and went. I have a hard time believing he didn't sit there and just flap his gums the whole time about everything he would do.
Well, there's a match that's later on in the card that we'll know exactly how much Vince had to say.
Oh, yes, but. In no particular order, I think this is going to be another good one. You know, Charlotte Flair defending, you know, SmackDown Women's Championship against Rhea. We all know what the world wants. I think, no offense to Charlotte, but she's got, like, she's tied her dad's record. She's pretty damn close, and she did it in, like, a 7 minutes, you know, span. Like, we need other people to be there. And that whole thing with her and Rhea in 2020, that was that. I liked the match. I understood everything, but, you know, I didn't see the point of Rhea losing just for Charlotte to drop it to Io, even though Io getting it from her and lead, you know, that whole thing made sense. But I don't know. I want Rhea to win. I want Charlotte to be gone just because finally it'll be over. Rhea's long overdue, and they never had her have that match against Bianca, which is the damnedest thing. But then we have the Dom side of it, and there's just too much. Like, there's just.
Yeah, Dom's annoying. He kills everything. But, yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Rhea, he'll give Rhea this. just because I think they're going to make a change in one of the women's championships, and I can't imagine Bianca losing. So I think Rhea's going to win this. I mean, she's, I don't want to say over like that, but I mean, just like the most believable star, female star they got going on right now is Rhea. I mean, if you take away all the Dom stuff, I mean, this build to this was kind of meh.
Yeah, they dropped the ball there. They built it so good until they got to it, and then it's just been, with Dom getting in there between them for cheap, like, it's just, you should have just let it be them. Once they got there, they had to drag the stupid into it, and that's my problem.
Well, I mean, the best line, though, in any of the promo battles probably was Charlotte telling Dom that she has a real Spanish guy at home.
True story. That was pretty funny. And that Spanish guy can beat the brakes off of Dom any day of the week. And if go back through the old episodes, I have nothing nice to say about that, about him. At least not very many, especially in the WWE. I had nothing nice to say about that guy. But for the love of God, I would take him right now over all the stupid we're getting. And another shout out to Luke Gallows, because she picked him up and just held him there for 9 years like he weighed nothing. And then she barely got Nia up for that riptide at, what, the Royal Rumble? Yeah! Like, so, shout out to Luke Gallows. What, you might be a big goofy-looking bastard, but at least she picked you up and held you there like nothing was going on. God. Damn.
Yeah.
And I didn't want Nia back, so that's just more of a rip-on. Please just stay away.
Exactly.
It's my theory on it. But I hope Rhea wins, and then maybe that stops the whole Judgment Day thing, because, I mean, it won't, but at least her part of it, and maybe that means we'll finally see Dom get his ass whooped and shunned away.
I mean, he'd be going to SmackDown, and then the rest of them would be staying on Raw. I mean, the lines have been a little blurry recently, but
yes,
she could still be part of Judgment Day, but do her own thing on SmackDown, who really, really, really needs
something,
because it's a lot of, it's not a whole lot over there in the women's division. I mean,
and especially nothing that's been built in any way that's meaningful.
I think what it was supposed to, be Ronda, and then I think Ronda's just counting the days until her contract goes so she can go home and be a mom and
be on her farm and leave the world alone. I don't know why she came back the second time, personally.
Yeah, because you could definitely tell, like, she's just not into it this time, like, at all. I've had my, she as a wrestler wasn't great on the microphone. She's absolutely horrible. But I understand the star power of having her. You know, she is a recognizable name, but, and she is a huge wrestling fan, but you could just definitely tell, like, she's just not into it this time. I don't know if it was the whole Liv Morgan thing that, like, I don't feel, because that was
that
storytelling botched.
That whole thing was garbage. And it turned the whole world against Liv because it was just that bad. Like, they did such a bad job. Everyone at, the SummerSlam sat there going,
that was so bad, so bad.
Hell, Justin even picked up this thing to text about how bad it was.
Was bad.
Like, and he doesn't tell me anything except for, good ways to spend money on video games and Funko Pops, which I'm okay with half of those because one of them's pretty damn cheap, so he can keep sending those ideas to me all he wants. I like those. I even got the Taker and Paul Bearer double one right there. And they're lucky I didn't have more money because I would have bought all of them from GameStop because they don't have hard cases ever, so I'll make everyone suffer. But that was garbage. The whole thing was bad. She's needed to go for a very long time. But I do have a theory on that, but that's for night two's show on the whole Ronda situation. But it's been garbage. She shouldn't have come back. She's been, I guess it was like Vince has gone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just been bad.
Yeah, it's definitely been bad. And
yeah, different energy this time around from her.
But, Rhea's going to win. I think they'll probably then run it back at whatever WrestleMania.
It's just Backlash this year. It's just Backlash this year. They dropped Backlash, the WrestleMania name in Puerto Rico. Bad Bunny's hosting.
Oh, well, then we can't have Charlotte lose there then, because, you know.
Hey, geez. But you got to have you got to have mommy winning, yeah.
Oh, true that, true that. So, mommy, and then I imagine she'll probably go into, like, Rhea going to a feud with, like, Liv Morgan or something. And
yeah, and move, because she can at least advance everything, you know. And again, Charlotte, that's why I'm on, I mean, I don't like to give Natty credit for anything anymore. Really don't, no offense to her, but a mid-card title for them. You know, just something, so it's not just wasting your time for the women's tag titles. No offense. It's just a giant waste most of the time. And then the women's championship. And then the rest of the time, you just sit on your ass and no one sees you for 6 months at a time. Like something in between, I think, would be a nice change of pace. So maybe Natty's right there.
I agree as well. I mean, the tag team, the issue with tag teams, you don't have enough women to actually have dedicated tag teams. It's just, it's similar to the men. You know, you just have. And every two time guys you're going to throw together, and in this case, you know, two women, and that doesn't make me want to care when you just have two women together. I mean, especially, at least the men are getting a little better. You know, you got the Alpha Academy, you got the Street Profits, you know, they have teams. It's not just, you know, Randy Orton and Riddle, even though I ended up loving them. But I'm just saying, you know.
No, I did
Ricochet
like that.
And Braun Strowman, that's probably like that the one right there. That's like.
Yep, that's a good one. I actually like the way that works.
I don't know what to do with you. Bam, you're a tag team.
Hey, it works out good sometimes, but we will get to that, people. Don't you worry. That's just going to be the quick one at the end, because the big one, at least tag title, do the Usos drop the titles to KO and Sammy?
It's 100% yes.
Like, I see it as there's no option around it. Let everyone, you know, just
something. Yeah, if they decide that they're going to have the Usos win, that would be outside. Like, if they just lost, that could be the worst WrestleMania booking of all time. Because you already, the hottest superstar going into WrestleMania is without a doubt Sami Zayn. And you didn't put him in the main event with Roman, which a lot of fans wanted. And I completely understand, you know, Cody. I get it. But if you had them lose this, especially clean, like the only way you could maybe even think about it is you have like KO in the middle of the match, just like stun Sami Zayn and they lose, you know, just
something like that to set that up.
But I don't, I think that still would be just so dumb. Yeah, that would be horrible. You got to have Sami and KO win. That should end night one.
Yeah.
Everybody going home happy, you know, singing Sammy's song.
And please, Sammy, come out with a haircut. Let's get back to awesome. Let's just look back and go, well, you got the song. Let's get the not so homeless look going back on. If I can do it, even though I have much better hair than he does, at least I did. But we got the song, which I didn't expect to hear more than that one time. I'm like, what? It's really back. Like, yeah, what? The old man wouldn't have done that. He'd have been like, deal with it.
Not gonna lie, I geeked way too hard for that when that song. I'm like, come on, come on, come on. I've been waiting for weeks and they've just been doing sneak attacks so that you don't hear his music. And I'm like, come on.
It's a great song.
I didn't think we'd get it on the SmackDown though. I thought that was gonna be at the pay-per-view that we would have got the song back. But they actually brought it back on the SmackDown, which was awesome. And then he's just standing there for 5 minutes letting the Canadians love him.
Which I might add, great moment. Goosebumps, see? Just think of what that was. He's lit. He deserved the main event. But then there's the other token that everyone's talking about. I don't want to play devil's advocate because I hate people. I hate dirt sheets. We all know I actually physically, if you know me, hate people. Sorry, people. Most people suck. Anyway, the one of Sammy turns on him so the Usos retain in the whole bloodline state. Like, if that happens, I'm pretty sure they'll riot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, that would be the greatest all-hell-breaking-loose moment. I mean, that would be a hell of a way to go into night two. Because that place will be on fire. Second he comes out the next night, all hell breaks loose. All I have to do is show him. I don't think it'll happen. I don't want, because I really do, no offense to the bloodline. I loved it, and Sammy saved it. Anyone that says otherwise, you're part of the people I don't like. I mean, it was very just, can we get the title off of him already? It was just the same thing. And then Sammy got there and he has people breaking. Yeah, they're not even showing Solo on TV, which lets you know, I mean, like, we're seeing Jay just... Jimmy's over there. I mean, and they don't even show Solo. I mean, he's getting people to break left and right. He made it, you know, at least entertaining and worth something, you know, again. And that match that he put together with Roman, I'm sorry, that was pure gold. That was good.
No matter what Dave Meltzer rated it, that was 5-star. And they didn't do enough flippy floppies for Dave Meltzer to give it a 5. But,
well, you know, I mean, Dave Meltzer probably can't find and remember what, you know, actual wrestling is, because he has, you know, just stacks of shit all over the place. So we can't find the older stuff to remember, you know, what wrestling was without super kick parties. And, you know, let's just go and do all this. Why? Just because we can. Hey. Oh, like, I don't watch wrestling for literally a whole match, a 20-minute match of nothing but high spots. I like high spots. Not every time I blink going, oh, look, oh, look, oh, look. And if Kenny Omega's in it, gets 173 stars because, well, he's up about his ass about as far as Vince was Goldberg's. No offense to Goldberg, but there was some ugly stuff at the end. Him and Dolph at SummerSlam, where he just kept spearing him, I was okay with that. And that made me smile. But otherwise, that should have ended a long time ago. And that's where I'm going to leave it. But damn it, if those two Canadians don't win, then all of that was literally wasted for nothing.
Also, on a half a side note there, that will be match of the night. Even if they end it stupid, which will make me mad, that will be the best wrestling match of the night. That will be,
I don't know, that it's it'll like this. I think that there's one other one that'll actually, no offense to Cena in theory. I mean, Cena is older and, well, I'm sure he's going to pull some stuff out, but, you know, that's going to be more of what they've built, you know, towards or whatever happens. That's more of, you know, Cena and, like, that's more of that. No offense to Rhea and Charlotte. It's going to be a great match.
But, oh, yeah.
The Usos and what Cam, you know, what they have together is fantastic. But Logan Paul and Seth Rollins, I mean, that's, Logan hasn't disappointed. And hell, look what he did with his bad knee at Saudi. And look at the match he had there. He still had better matches than we've seen in the women's tag division in like 2 years. No offense to them. It's nothing against them. It's the garbage stories and the lack of care towards the whole division. So I'm not picking on the athletes. I'm picking on the dog shit. But he did put, I mean, hell, he put better match together than we've seen anything that didn't involve a title in a very long time. Very, I think, true. And Seth's in it. So I think it's going to be fan. I think it's going to be up there on the level with the Usos and KO and Sammy, just because it's Seth, it's WrestleMania. And Logan's actually proven to be competent. So I think that's going to be, exactly. I don't think it's going to be number one. I think it's going to be very close to number one, but I just think the Usos, Sammy and KO, there's just too much between them. Like, for years and years, too much between them, working together, chemistry, like, all that, for it to not beat out Seth. And, like, that's my only reason why, just because how well those guys work together. And,
oh, yeah. And the Usos, you know, are...
They deliver.
Top three tag team of the last 20 years. I mean...
They knock it out of the park every time. Every single time. But I don't know who to... This is another, I think, you know, I mean, Seth... It's WrestleMania. Does he need to win? No, but I mean, it's Seth at WrestleMania.
I think he does need to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
he's dropped. He's put people over for a few WrestleManias now since, you know, his big. I mean, really, he cashed in. Then it was just Brock, and I couldn't even tell you anything he did besides Brock. Maybe even KO, but that got ruined because of 2020. You know, but I think he needs to get the win because he does put people over a lot throughout the rest of the year.
Exactly.
And I think he needs to win this one. Logan's going out the door. I'm sure he's not going out the door for forever. He's bringing in too much money. He's actually talented. I don't like his face, but, you know, he does what he does well. So I don't think he'll be, you know, gone forever. But I think Seth needs to win this one. That's just, it makes the most sense to have him do exactly, that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it really doesn't make sense for Logan to come in, knock out Rollins like 4 straight weeks, yeah, and beat him at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lick of sense. It's going to be a fantastic match. I think they're going to put something, yeah. really good together. I really want to see what Seth has ring gear wise because he always delivers, even though some of them it takes me a few minutes to figure it out.
But he gets it.
He got me with the with the Lannister one, okay? But I didn't get it because I didn't have HBO, so I had to watch Game of Thrones at like other people's houses, like way down the road. And I went, oh, now I see it. Yeah, so there's some stuff that I've gone.
But yeah, he delivers. He delivers, and it's WrestleMania, so it's going to be great.
Great match. It deserves. I mean, it's going to be, again, second or third best of the night, but I don't see Seth losing, so I'm going to move on from that easily. I just don't see it being possible. Kind of like this next one, Becky, Lita, and Trish versus Damage Control. I don't see Trish coming into this stupid just to lose. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't see them losing. I mean, and Damage Control, you could just break Bayley onto her own and let Io and Dakota keep, like, anything. Because I just felt it's been stale. And they came in and it was all, yay! And then they did the same shit for 7 months and no one cares now.
Well, part of the issue is you push this new group and then you have all the, you know, it's basically a 3-on-1 with Bianca and Bianca beats her twice.
Yeah.
Even right. though it's 3-on-1. And
last
that
woman
kills
standing. Last woman standing. You still could keep her down with all of them right there. Like that killed it. I think it needs to go. Go bye bye. I don't think Bayley is doing. Yeah. I was trying not to talk about it. That's like the worst thing of. Like that sucked. It still sucks, but whenever they come on, I manage to grab something and yeah, like. I have something right there on my screen at all times, ready to push play. I went, nope.
Exactly.
Because I can't. And thankfully, they seem to go to commercial right away, or she cuts the music before they even get to that. And she starts talking. So apparently someone upstairs went.
Her music sucks.
Yeah, that was terrible. And she's not nearly as, I don't think Bayley is nearly at the level now as she was before the knee. Like she was in a different world, I felt, before she got hurt and then came back with them. I just think that.
Yeah, I think she needs to. Yeah, they need to break that up, and Bayley needs to do some little adjusting. I don't know if like a face turn would really help. I don't know, but she needs to adjust something. You know, that soccer mom thing that she's, I don't know, whatever she's trying to do. But
it doesn't make
sense. Something along those lines, and I'm sure we're not done. We'll probably have another.
Yeah.
Becky and Bayley probably after this, probably.
Very much so. It's going to, they seem to be doing that a lot though. Like this is the last one. It's over. 3 seconds later. Nothing's over. Like you guys have been running the same shit for 5 months. What? It's over. It was over 3 months ago. What? No one's cared. You just keep.
I mean, yeah, this one, I mean, this isn't going to be a great wrestling match. I
no offense.
Just
to
because. It's mostly Lita and Trish, you know, just aren't full-time wrestlers. And you could definitely, I mean, Lita's not the same Lita she was. Nope. And it's no offense to her. I mean, she's older, retired.
She beat herself
up. It's just
up.
The star thing. You know, this is what WrestleMania is. It's the stars.
Yep.
And yeah, I agree. I don't see Damage Control winning. I mean, even though they could really use the win, but I just think it's time for them to split. So giving them the win would just prolong the inevitable.
Yeah, it hasn't been good. And no, again, no offense to Lita, but I mean, when you look at most of the women from that generation, at least when she was still like, she was one of the very few that could actually wrestle and did put her body on the line. So I mean,
yeah,
compared to when they bring a lot of them back in the Royal Rumble, you're going, yeah, it's like, yeah, they just weren't that good. You see Lita come back, you're going, what? I mean, she blew her neck apart. She blew everything apart. What? Like, she actually did stuff.
To the 3,000 Swanton bombs. And
she didn't just run around in a bikini going and doing bikini contests. What? She could actually wrestle. That was her biggest, that's her biggest downfall right now. But they can't lose Damage Control. No offense to Dakota, even though Dakota's looked great, except for last week when she looked like a homeless crackhead with that hair thing going on. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It hurt my brain. I'm like, I finally get to watch it live. What the fuck is that? You know, it hurts. But they need to end Damage Control, so it's a good way. Dominic and Ray, I'm waiting for them to come out in a low rider. Him and Rhea just piss me off further. and to irritate everyone. And then I never thought I would say this, but for the love of God, can we just get a giant excuse me at one point? And suddenly there she is to help Ray get the win, to finally like just stop all of this stupid shit. Because it, see, told you what's gonna happen. I never fucking thought that I would agree with Vicky Guerrero as my, what, stop it, what, for the love of God, you're not even pulling it off well, just stop. The level of bad he has added to all of this, trying to emulate and do all the things he has done, is offensive. Seeing him try to do like the Latino Heat stuff hurts my brain. Seeing him try to do the Three Amigos, he should be thrown off a cliff for that. Like in Sparta, they would have thrown him off a cliff. Like,
it's so horrible. It's so bad. And
I give him credit. I mean, he's putting his damnedest into it, and God damn, is he trying, but I just can't anymore. It's been the same shit for...
And I was... that I was, like, at 99% where I thought Dominic was going to win. I have brought it down a little bit. I'm now, like, 75%, just because I don't think this is Ray's last match. Because if it was Ray's last match, I think they would say it was Ray's last match. Just, you know, and being that it's not his last match, he's going into the Hall of Fame, it's WrestleMania, that Ray might win and set something up, or SummerSlam being his last match.
It should make more sense.
And then Dominic's stupidness can win, and God, that really could ruin night one for me. I'm not going to lie. That,
you know, it's just been, and I get people like it and dig it. I actually, some of it, it's like, but it's just listening to him when he's out there, no matter how much he's putting into it. I mean, it's made Corey Graves even more difficult to listen to. And I think he even made a comment on Raw about how he's not allowed to, you know, just do nothing but just melt whenever Carmella's in the ring anymore. They've already told me I can't do that. Well, thanks for that. Because I haven't been able to watch anything that Carmella's been a part of since they got together, because it's just... like, I'd rather listen to Kevin Patrick. And I can't even understand him half the time because I'm not paying attention, because no offense to the product, but... yeah, like there's certain times I'm going,
yeah.
And I was like, don't be a dick. It's like, what? I actually wasn't paying attention. If you're not, you know, no offense to him. I like him. I like, he's trying. He's doing a good job. It's just, their segues suck. Anyway, it's made Corey Graves suck even worse, him and all this stuff with Dom. And
yeah, Dom just himself. And you know what's actually horrible is normally when we're on here bashing, you know, it's always, we're not bashing the talent. It's the story. It's creative. I actually think in this one, they are giving their all. It is 100% Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah,
it is 100% him. Because if this was somebody who had, he didn't even have to be an all-around package, but like, the dude can't talk or wrestle. If he could at least do one of those things, like, this would bring some excitement into this. But I mean, he can't do either.
Yeah, and my hope, besides Vicky, please God, excuse me. Like, if I heard that giant screech at ringside, he stops, 619, you know, whatever. I don't care. What if I would actually be happy to see her, and I never thought I'd say that. But, like, we even saw when Finn got hurt and Dom had to go in with, you know, start tagging with Damian in that whole entire tag team title turmoil, whatever thing, and there's Damian going, like, please God, him looking, I'm going... and not wanting to tag with him, please God, let Rhea win, go to SmackDown, he's on his own, and they just beat the brakes off of him. Because Finn and Damian, like, I think this has been the biggest travesty of the whole entire year, is that Finn and Damian had all this opportunity to do this big thing, and then they've turned the whole entire Judgment Day into being Dom's babysitter. And what if any of them, I mean, we're not even seeing Damian on the card. We all saw him with Ray, with Edge last year, and we're all, oh shit, what, he's finally getting something. And now he's not even going to be there. So I'm sure we're going to see him at Hell in a Cell at some point or during this stupid shit. But he's just there. Like, he's went from being there to being Dom's babysitter. And that's the biggest, like, you know, travesty of it all, because they've built the whole entire Judgment Day really around that. And just Dom and Dom and Dom and Dom. And let's see who Rhea suplex today.
One of my favorite events of the year is the Hall of Fame inductions, and I am not going to be watching this year because I know
they're going to do something stupid.
I'm glad that they actually made the match official before this, because I thought that would have been like
I thought that was going to be the boiling point.
You pushed me
too far, son. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not watching live. If it turns out that, you know, he doesn't, and I, you know, I read in the Twitterverse that, you know, it didn't, and Ray just gave a nice speech, so I might, you know, check out the highlights of that.
Yeah, I might have a stroke. I wouldn't see that coming.
Yeah, but I just, he's going to interrupt, and it's a shame because I know it's a fake, you know, whatever, it's fake Hall of Fame, but it still means something to fans, and it means something to those guys getting to tell their stories. And
to really ruin
a spot for a really stupid storyline.
Because they had such a chance and they killed it because they finally had their moment. See you at WrestleMania, son. I'm like, well, see you at WrestleMania, bitch. What? I was just waiting for something. I'll see you at WrestleMania, son, Spike. I'm like, what? You had such a good. But we turn this into adults in the same room, not like a child playing with. Like, can we just. Why? Because in real families, if you were doing that, someone would have punched someone directly in the face by now. In real life, like Thanksgiving turned into Christmas, turned into New Year, turned into anniversaries. Did we have to do this? Like, what? And then they're all, Ray's going to the Hall of Fame. And we all had the same gasp as you going,
no.
Like, we already know. We already know it's a circus. Can we not actually physically turn it into a circus? Please, but hopefully not. I'm not watching it. I don't even want to. I don't know how I'm not going to go on Twitter. Like, I have to share this stuff. I don't know how I'm not, but I'm not looking. I don't want to know. Even if he gives a speech and we don't hear about it. And no matter what, if he doesn't do anything, we're still going to hear about it in his speech. And that's just, no matter what, the moment was taken away.
Yeah.
It was really, really dumb.
Yes, because I'm imagining Ray would have some great stories to tell, you know, especially about Eddie and.
Especially about. And he's going to bring up
Eddie. Also, the beginning days there of WCW and that Cruiserweight division.
It's just fantastic.
That was like, that is one of the reasons, like, when I became a wrestling fan, because I started with WCW. It was the NWO and it was the Cruiserweights that started almost every freaking night. And it was like Psychosis and Dean Malenko and.
They killed it.
Those guys are just amazing. And like, this was, you know, Rey Mysterio is one of my favorites all time. And
you know what the sad thing is? He's gonna bring up Eddie and all that, and that's when the whole thing's gonna turn really stupid instead of some really great stories after culminating. All, I mean, shit, how do you think Rey got his first title run? It was because of that, and they just, but because of all that, that he's gonna mention him, and then we're gonna hear, yeah, someone start talking about someone being a deadbeat dad and Eddie should be my real father and yada, yada, yada. And the whole night's going to go to shit.
Yes.
The second he mentions him, it's going to go from, yes, finally, stories, like when Taker opened his mouth to. But I think I'm going to go watch, I don't know, I'm going to see if people are curling right now and screaming. I don't know. But it's hopefully Dom loses, but I have no hope that they'll do it. And SummerSlam makes more sense and for his retirement and all that. Because, you know, just to have him lose there and go, he's not a JBL. I quit. And you know, Ray's not that guy. That was perfect for JBL, by the way. So kudos to JBL. Losing that match in 9 seconds, quitting and going off into the sunset. That worked. So, and Ray, what do you know? You were right there on that, too. What are the odds? But Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Street Profits, Alpha Academy, Viking Raiders, obviously men's showcase. I don't like it. I think that, I mean, it's better than the Battle Royal, I guess, but what are we going to accomplish? Because, I mean, unless they get a tag title shot on night two, they suddenly add one, then at least it's worth something. But
I don't understand. Like, if you were going to book it, why you didn't book it to be like a number one contenders match? It didn't even have to be for night two. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, a future, you know, like, for Backlash. You could have said, number one contender for Backlash, this is the match here.
I mean,
it's going to be a great tag team match, the men's at least.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. Great. I don't see Street the Alpha Academy. The Alpha Academy aren't winning. No offense to whatever the hell they call Otis.
God, why do they got to kill everything? Why won't they go away?
Like, we haven't seen, like, there's a reason we didn't see the Maximum Male Models pass, like, you know, 10 seconds. Why? I mean, granted, it's so apparently Gable can get a singles push, which I think he more than deserves and could pull off, you know, as long as idiots don't get involved and turn him into Shorty G again. That's, we're not going down that road. But obviously, it's Braun and Ricochet and the Street Profits that are the big ones in this match.
Yeah.
Street Profits maybe getting one more run before, because we know the split's coming sooner or later.
Yeah. It's just when.
Yeah. Having Tez in the, you know, chamber and proving his point and how good a shape Dawkins has gotten into and how much, you know, more he apparently, at least that he's doing. I mean, God knows if he could always do it, but obviously, you know, one more run would be good and it would make sense against any of them, but no offense to the Viking Raiders or the Alpha Academy. I don't see them. They're just going to be there. Otis is going to get, he's going to walk off with Maxine, which, I mean, makes
God
sense.
Bless him.
Amen to you, my friend. You know, but
talk about, man, the luckiest man in wrestling. I mean, he went from Mandy Rose to Maxine. Like,
how's that guy could do it? A lot. He's a lucky dude right there. I'm going Profits, though. Strowman and Ricochet make sense, but...
Yeah, I actually think Braun and Ricochet probably will win that, actually, because I do think that that Street Profits split is coming, and I hope they... I don't really want to see them two fight, so I hope it's not like the traditional where one turns on the other. Like, this would be a time where I wouldn't mind the draft and the split them. Like, I don't want one to turn on the other.
Yeah, I want to see it go down like, you know, Bubba and Devon, which is...
Yeah, we're going to split you.
And we get that weird, awkward moment when they get separated and we see them backstage and everyone, like, they can't. If they have them beat each other, like, it just... We don't need that. No one needs that.
I mean, it'd be a great match, but it basically, when you're doing that, you're saying this guy's here, this guy's not, where I think they both.
I think they both can do it.
Exactly. They both
have it.
Yes. And I want them to be utilized. And
I hate the word it, but they have it.
And let's push it.
Push all of it. Push it real good. Could not do it, but should be a good night one again. That damn Dom and Ray. It's just going to get dumb. Like, there's just going to be. Like, we're all like, banger after banger after banger after banger. Oh, yeah, Dom's on the
that, and there's nothing outside. The only thing that could redeem that is if it is a 3-minute squash match of Ray just beating the living piss out of him.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. But there's no way Ray would do that. Yeah. There's no way that Ray would sign off and say, yes, this is what's best for the story. But that is the only thing that would make this story, this match decent.
He beats the brakes off of him and we're all going. And then everyone cheers. And, well, then maybe that's the way to get him out of, you know, Judgment Day as well. Like, yeah, but no, bro. You're on your own. And then we don't see him for 6 months, and suddenly he's on NXT, and we're all going, okay, look what they're actually going to try to give him something besides Ray's son, because we're all good, Judgment Day. And then literally all they've done with him in Judgment Day is being... went from Ray's son to Ray's angry son, who doesn't like him.
Because he bought him a BMW and not a Mercedes, and it wasn't even a 3 Series. Ugh. Hurts your head. Deadbeat. I know.
I put shit. Man, you're screwed. Your kids come of age. God, that's the standard. And if that's the standard, then my dad's...
I know. It's
poor dads. I hate it. I really do. But should be a good one. Thankfully, he's going to be here for the night two discussion. Which hopefully, you know, goes faster. Really, I mean, there's actually a lot of good stuff, well, minus that. See? So there's two quick ones on there where I don't want to talk about anything, but we will get to that. Thank you for watching and listening. Don't forget to share the hell out of this and everything else, because that makes my life a lot easier and gets more eyes and ears on it, and be looking out for 228. Peace. We out. Bye-bye.